Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. It's Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. This team is incredible. I admit it, around late second period, it was getting pretty late, so I was considering sleep because it was a late West Coast swing. We were down 6-3. I thought, oh no, we're not gonna play the game we know how to play tonight. It's one of those games we're gonna have to put our blinders on and move on. And then the kid line. I mean, they were coining that phrase in New York last year with Lafreniere and Kako, and but now we have Wyatt Johnston, and we have Logan Stankoven. I mean, these kids are barely in their 20s, and look what they're doing. Wyatt Johnston getting his first career hat trick last night. You know, I still think to this day, I'd rather have several 20-goal scorers than one 70-goal scorer. And right now we have, once again, the best balanced team in the league as far as the goals are distributed by multiple players and having the ability to score from every angle of the ice, every line of the ice. But tonight it was all about the kids. And one old man by the name of Jamie Benn picking up a power play goal. And then at the very end, top it all off, Roope Hintz getting the overtime game winner. Maybe the hockey gods are smiling upon us, considering the fact that Winnipeg had lost a few hours ago and we were able to pick up some ground in the Central. We're 2 points above them, 4 points above Colorado. This is a West Coast swing that we should have no problems finishing. But once again, the whole thing about the NHL is every night you got to play your best game. And obviously, at first, we didn't come out and play our best game because we were down. And most nights when a team scores 6 goals, you're not going to win. But on the other side of it, it's the tenacity, the never give up attitude that these Stars have. And as fans, it's hard for us to turn a game off. Because there's never a night that this team isn't in it. This is the kind of tenacity you need going into the playoffs. And right here and now, that's what's happening. We're already forging that identity for when playoff time comes. There isn't a team in this league that isn't going to be scared to play us when it comes down to a 7-game series. That's what's so incredible about this team. And the only reason it was hard to watch last night because it was damn near 1 o'clock in the morning before it was over. But as a true fan of this game, I did end up keeping up with it. Like I said, I turned my head for a minute, came back to it, and got to watch an incredible ending to an incredible hockey game. The kids are all right. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Go Stars. We don't play again until Friday night. So there's a night in there for them to rest up a little bit before they travel down to Anaheim. And then they play. And then on Saturday, they play the Kings again. And the Kings are a pretty interesting team because they got great players. The consistency isn't the greatest, but we've had success against them this year as well. Go Stars.